And welcome into the Tuesday, August 28th edition of Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, joined by John Osher, senior writer for Jaguars.com. The Jags are back on the practice field today. This was the equivalent of a Friday in the regular season practice schedule, but with the game coming up on Thursday, you move the days back a bit here. You know, last week in Baltimore, the starters went into the third quarter of that game at M&T Bank Stadium. That won't be the case at all in this last and final preseason game, right?
No, not at all. This game is a lot more about evaluation, and that means the starters play about 10 to 12 plays. Exactly how long that means in terms of series, if the offense comes in and has a 15-play drive, that's probably it for the offense. Sort of the same story with the defense. It'll depend on the number of plays the Falcons get in, but I wouldn't look for the starters to play more than about 10 or 12 plays.
This is certainly a week for the rookies, the guys that are on the bubble to make a roster from the 75 to the 53. We mentioned it briefly yesterday, but who are some of these guys that we need to watch for in the second half of this game? It's a very important game for these guys, right?
Well, there's some names that we've talked about all through training camp. Kevin Elliott, Julian Stanford, the linebacker. Jairus Pendleton probably needs to play well, the seventh-round pick. One guy that Mike Mularkey talked a lot about this week was a guy named Joshua Jones, a linebacker who we haven't talked about a whole lot, but in the last couple of weeks has really caught the coach's eye.
Mike Mularkey had some thoughts about Joshua Jones yesterday.
Pretty pleased with him. His play on special teams will be important, but he, you know, we made a statement about a week ago just talking about how many practices you have left to actually make an impression on us, and he definitely got the message because he has he looks like Forrest Gump in some of the drills because he's going at a different speed than a lot of guys. So he got it.
Well, Joshua Jones seems to have picked up the hint. Now, he's really picked up his play, according to Mike Mularkey. Who are some of the other guys? We mentioned a few names earlier, but there's a lot of other guys still trying to make this team.
Well, pretty much if you're not on the two deep, you're probably on the bubble going into this game. One guy to watch out for is Antoine Blake. He's the safety who recovered two fumbles against the Giants in the preseason opener. He's a guy Mike Mularkey mentioned. He's certainly a guy to watch going into this game.
The starters, 10 to 12 plays, won't be a factor in the second half. A lot of the two deep guys won't play a lot in this game. So for the players, a lot of the players, this game is just an extra game, really. But for one person it is not, that is Gene Smith, the general manager. It is a huge game for him, right?
Well, this game is all about evaluation. And when you talk about reducing the preseason, one group you won't hear that from is the general managers. They consider this final preseason game very important, and it's really going to determine the depth of the roster going forward.
John, thanks a lot.
Thank you, JP.
For John Osher, I'm JP Shadrick. Thanks for watching Inside the Jaguars.